The ruling in the Jim Wilde case likely will not be the end of a dispute over regulation of state-owned waters inside Alaska National Parks. Wilde's attorney, Bill Satterberg, will not comment on the specifics of the case or a possible appeal until after Wilde's October 28th sentencing. Satterberg unsuccessfully tried to get the charges thrown out early on by challenging Park Service jurisdiction over state waters, a legal battle he says isn't over.
And that's the issue which is at the crux of this entire dispute, which is, does the Park Service have the right on Alaska's waters to enforce Park Service regulations and laws? And the state of Alaska in its briefing, as well as Jim Wilde in his briefing, as well as John Sturgeon in his complaint, maintain that that authority does not exist.
Meanwhile, the National Park Service welcomes this week's guilty ruling in the Wilde criminal case, which generated ill will among some interior residents during the last year, especially in the Yukon-Charlie area community of Eagle. Park Service spokeswoman Morgan Worthen says the Park Service does not see the ruling as a vindication of law enforcement some locals have called heavy-handed.
The bottom line is the National Park Service, we continue to look forward to rebuilding, maintaining and really growing community relations, especially with Eagle residents and other towns.
Worthen says a procedural change announced this spring, refocusing Yukon-Charlie law enforcement on shore, will remain. She says the move reflects safety concerns, not a lack of authority.